Waking up another day to shine. Time is money and I never waste a dime. Always find another reason to go the extra mile. Doubt, doubt, go away, come back in a while. As a child, it was worse. Now I slaughter every verse. Even though I love it, it's still a gift and they curse. Now they love me and they hate me and they judge me all at once. Gasoline for the fire and the fire for your blood. Sitting in the studio, check me on the chart. Green unaimed shell, flying by my cart. Push start, just in case, I must put you in your place. Right jab to your face, you will never win this race. I am so in control of the turn of events. And since you're not on my level, this will not make any sense. But I know where I'm headed and I know that I will get it. Cause I'm something like the best, yes, I said it,
to set it off.
show the week after that. So, yeah.
Did you say a puppet show?
Yeah, you seen the one where I was making out with a puppet? I'm giving them their own show. It's so funny. It's called Bill and Joe. Yep.
So the puppets are coming back out?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
You've never seen them like this. Never.
Oh, Lord.
Damn, what are these puppets doing?
I'm afraid it's going to go on.
Wow.
It's Adult Swim Comedy Central certified. It's too funny.
Uh-oh.
Man. I got to check
that
out.
They're pranking people.
What?
I wonder if they're going to be pranking people, too.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Crazy.
Oh.
Joe, I'm pranking folks.
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah,
you been up to, SJ?
I had a long week. I was sick. Had to get over that. I've been doing photos.
Damn.
Working. Trying to get my car. Get a new car next week. Thank God. Praise the Lord. So, yeah.
Hallelujah. Yo, I need a car. I might be the only one without a car.
Right. Gee, welcome to the car. I just got mine back.
You just got yours?
Back. That was the key part of that. Back.
What you doing, Steady? You paying tickets off?
What's up? Oh, no. I was getting one. One was getting fixed. Mine was out of commission.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
That happens.
Oh, man.
Well, you got your license. I don't have mine. It's kind of a sad situation. But I'm still moving. I'm still moving around, you know.
I'll
make it happen. Let's just say excessive urgency. You know, I just gotta get from one spot to the other a little too quickly. And
right.
You know, the boys be watching.
Yeah, they do. They be boy, especially at UNT. About UNT. Shout out to them, UNT. It's been some good times, and most of the bad times have been involved with UNT police. Shout out to y'all for doing the most. I just want to give y'all a big shout out for that. And that's not
doing
a compliment.
The
most. Stop doing that. Stop messing with people on their birthdays. The person who ain't drunk, and you're screwing around with them, talking about they going 5 miles over the speed limit. I need y'all to chill the hell out.
That's messed up.
Yeah, I mean, they had nothing else better to do.
Sounds like fun, kind of, though, if you were a cop.
You know.
Yeah. At the same time, pulling everybody over.
Yeah,
no,
you get that bad chick, you'd be like, I'm so. You wouldn't get this ticket, you know, just give me something later on.
I see you, man. I know how you would use it. Pulling over the finest of the ladies ASAP. Like, hey, step out the vehicle. Yeah, trip. Man, this week for me's been, besides not having a car, man, I've been trying to, I got a lot of shows this month, thank the Lord, and they're all over the place, like in New York, Providence, Boston, so I've been trying to get on my A game for the show wave because it's kind of important. And editing all these videos because videos take freaking years to finish. So just trying to stay up to date on everything. Waiting on Thursdays to come around.
Man. Friday. Because I went on Friday, man. Could that be the end of my work week?
Oh, yeah. I feel you. Friday night. Yeah.
Especially now, this weekend is my birthday weekend, so.
Oh, word?
Word?
What are you getting into, Seti?
Man, what am I not getting into? No. okay, so. Tomorrow, I'm doing something in downtown Dallas. and man, we put it up. They finna have them have a table. Everybody got a table, and I'm be like Kevin Hart. He brought a bottle. I brought a bottle. He had, I had, you know, just how to do it. And now we gonna be celebrating the fact that it's my birthday weekend, and celebrating the fact that the magazine is finally out.
Woo-hoo!
I didn't know what. Oh, people riding my behind it. When's it coming out? They've been on me, so I'm glad we got that. You know, got it out. You know, making sure everything just late, just made sense. Did it together the way, because everybody know how picky I am. I will redo stuff a million times, but,
wow.
So, man, his house finally out now, man. I'm excited. I'm like, it's like it's
should be
my,
man.
You that dream. I was dreaming about this before I was doing the radio show. Before I ever did a radio show, that was one of my biggest dreams was from high school. I always said, "Oh, I want to start my own magazine. Oh, I want to start my own magazine." And that was happening. And your girl MJ is in there looking.
Man. Yeah, well, I'm glad you got this magazine thing covered, you know.
Yes,
sir. Huge step for mankind.
Yeah, man. You even gave a shout-out to On the Fly in there, too, man. Yeah. Got y'all one of the ads, man. Got the shows in there, so showing some love to the world. Let them know, hey,
that's
y'all
dope.
Stop y'all behind over here and listen to this show.
Just listen to this shit, man. Yeah, Instagram that. So I can Instagram it.
I got to let everybody know we on Instagram. Let them Instagram.
Right.
Okay, I guess we go ahead and go to music break, and then I think the guest is on. I'm about to get ready to go check. Yeah, now I'm going to go do my Batman moves and go check and see what's going on. So
hell yeah, let's get it.
Man, I feel like, you know what, man, because it's been one of them weeks and you come out, you've been working behind out. SJ, she's trying to work behind up in the car. Nina trying to do three shows at the same time. Yeah, man. I think we gotta play grind, man. I think that makes perfect sense right there.
Yeah.
Amen. That's real.
I'm rolling like a Mack truck, and I bring it to any nigga to act up. I'm a cool nigga, but don't tempt me, cause it's in me to let it empty. I play some keeps, no sympathy, and I'm winning, boy, that's why they envy me, cause I grind 24-7, 7 days a week, 365, and I grind. Cause my kids gotta eat, made a promise to myself they'll never see the street. I'm a beast on the beat, fool in the trap, G rolling with the tool on my lap. See way back, you know, nigga, I'm a trap star. Go get her, money on my mind, all I do is grind. Trapping ain't dead, baby, I do it all the time. For the Benjamins and them Jacksons, it's game time. Action, cause these niggas be acting, they laughing while I cash in. But ain't nothing funny, I'm about my money, cause all I do is grind.
Do it all the time. Like Guns N' Roses, part these hoes like a young Moses. I'm wavy, a little crazy. I ain't working with you till you pay me. All due respect, better protect your neck. I'm less a friend, more a threat. If you ain't soaring yet in the foreign jet, you better grind.
cause it's hard to find a fly team like mine. Homie, I seen your kind, but I don't seem to mind. You just a fiend in line, and I'ma serve you. That press play, go hard for the fam in the best way. I ain't listening to what the next say. Got a plan and they only let the best play. That's starting five, no rest. Hard work, no rest. My situation is so blessed. I'm getting show money and I'ma blow checks when I get those. Cause I ain't got those, I'm local. But I rock shows for locals, no vatos. Been doing this since not knows. I got flows, Camacho. With the beat banging by Louis Rocco. Muchachos, peep this. Grind life, no secrets. Spit your game, talk your shit. This an independent hit. Still not signing the dotted line. Cause all I do is grind.
All I do is grind.
Yeah, you.
I be grinding. We got our reminder.
What catchy song y'all got?
Good luck, man. I gotta get another song on there.
What's good, everybody? That's
why I had to play it on. Like, that song just makes us. Just pretty much sort of how I've been feeling just over the past couple of months. Like, it's been nonstop. Like, oh, my God, make it stop.
Make it stop.
All right, well, yeah. Mina, I know you got that, Mina, because I think we got us a guest in the building now.
Going on, folks.
So, Mina, go ahead, do your thing.
Hey, Quan.
All right. So.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yo, what's up?
Yeah, Mina didn't do it quite right. Let me show you how you do this, Mina. You ain't ready to freak the man.
Go ahead.
I mean, let me redo this, okay? All right. I got to put my boxer announcer voice because of that now. All right.
Epic. Appreciate that. That's an intro. We getting married, gonna have about 28 kids,
Okay.
We're gonna start a little farmhouse.
Joe's gonna be Florida, y'all. Watch out, Joe, man. Joe might come get you, man.
Oh shit. Get the water gun ready.
Did I just hear 28 kids?
28.
I said the same thing, so Mina, you gonna have 28 kids coming out of that?
No, I can't produce.
No child support though, because that child support gonna kill me after the third kid,
Mhm. It's a wrap.
True.
Oh,
I appreciate
man,
y'all having me as a guest on y'all show. Whatever, gonna hold it down for y'all. I like this. Like some good shit right here.
Appreciate you. Well, I'm gonna let go ahead, but Mina, since you know him best, we're gonna let you go ahead and kick it off.
Yeah,
right,
go ahead.
Did y'all watch the video?
She already had
she made
it sound red because you told us you're gonna give a 20.
Nobody watched the video. I sent y'all of his Miley Cyrus video.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
y'all tuned into it already?
Oh, we got questions for that.
Yes, oh, I definitely have questions.
Hope you got some.
Nah, that was awesome.
y'all like it?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
It was funny.
Oh, thank y'all so much.
Yo, I actually like Miley Cyrus, though.
Oh, I love
still like her.
I like her, too.
I'm a forever love Miley. That's basically why I made that video. You know, all these motherfuckers out here crying and complaining about what she do, how she living, man. That's her life, man. Let her live her life, man.
Word.
Like, you know what I'm saying? She can do whatever. She got the money. You know, some of us broke. We behind computer screens, talking shit. You know what I'm saying?
True.
She can do whatever she want. She gonna always have my support, because I love Miss Miley.
Miss Miley.
I love that Miley. Hannah Montana,
yeah,
I watch
that. Thugs.
Yeah, internet thugs. Yeah, we all know the internet thugs. The keyboard gangsters. the keyboard gangbangers, you know.
Keyboard gangbangers.
Seem like they gonna ride and kill. It's mainly like a lot of the parents that be doing the most, like, complaining about her and shit. And I'll be like, man, look, Hannah Montana was just a character she had to play as. It ain't like Miley Cyrus is Hannah Montana. That's just a character.
True.
Hannah Montana don't exist, you know what I'm saying? So how can you get mad about what the person who playing ass Hannah doing?
You know what it is, Florida? It's not even, you know, this is why the same, it's funny. The same people who was like,
oh my God, Miley Cyrus is just the best spelled not alcohol kids in the world.
You know, they do that. But then when they the same ones that's hating. We, you know, people like me, I just find it hilarious to keep talking about it. But it's not really, you know, I ain't never really been a person who was like doing Miley Cyrus clitoris anyway. So that's the whole thing. Like, it's funny. And that's the thing, is that's how the industry do. A lot of these people, they ride with you, and then as soon as you have some kind of change, you know, especially, you're talking about going from being a kid to being a grown-up, of course it's going to be a huge change somewhere, and people are not getting it. Like,
you can't be Disney best of both worlds all day and day.
Everybody got to grow up someday.
Agreed.
Who the hell wants a grown-ass man in Montana? I'm just saying.
A grown-ass woman going around putting on different costumes, singing and shit.
True. Well, Nicki Minaj does that for a living, but then that's another discussion.
Ooh. I love me some Nicki Minaj. Yes, sir.
Yo,
that
well,
gonna
what?
Get me in trouble today.
There's no better place to, like, drastically grow up than on the VMAs in front of everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Man, you know, Miley Cyrus, she not a part of. I'm a part of Miley Cyrus any day.
Marketing. She's on that marketing wave.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, amen to that. She does.
But let's be real, though. She can't twerk, though. Let's be on.
She can twerk, but she doesn't have nothing.
The way her butt set up, it don't quite.
That's what I can't say.
She don't got nothing to twerk.
I can say, okay, she not a twerk, but ain't shit back there shaking. Ain't nothing but wood back there. She ain't doing nothing but twerking blood and bones, man. But she not a movie, though. I can give her that.
Yeah.
But man, let's be honest. Ain't shit moving back there.
Her calf muscles are moving.
And I guarantee because you put that video out too, Florida, I bet you there's going to be a bunch of trolls going to be coming on there because you actually, because anytime you're going against what most people think, they're going to come on your page and start hating.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm surprised I ain't getting no hate on my video yet. It's going to come one day, but it ain't happened yet. So far,
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, just the average, you know, fans like, oh, yeah, good job, Florida, you know, this and that. And I think probably one person was like, oh, Hannah Montana setting the bad example for the kids, but I'm a fan of yours, Florida, this and that. I'm like, oh, she not Hannah Montana, bro. It's different people. Hannah Montana died about 2-3 years ago in Disney.
True.
Yep.
That's like saying you work for Starbucks and then like years later, like, you know what I mean, I'm trying to work at McDonald's. So it's like I don't own Starbucks. That's not me, that's not who I am. You see me there every day. Now I'm on some new shit. Oh, come on, man. Let her live.
Come on, she gotta
just don't
up,
let her twerk.
Oh man. Yeah, I love you some Molly, though, man. I love Miss Molly.
Nah.
She says Molly in that song.
Yeah, she did. She said Dancing with Molly.
Molly, the little crack candy these rappers and everybody be popping.
Mm-hmm.
Man. I get tired of hearing that word. I get tired of hearing turn up. I get tired of hearing all that shit.
Versace. I'm going to take Versace and throw it halfway across the world into a garbage can.
Oh, man.
They didn't even have Versace until they saw it on a billboard, on billboard.com on the top 10.
Damn. I'm glad Drake did a verse on this song. Because, like, I only downloaded the song just to hear Drake. Man, after Drake, I turned it off. Because after Drake, all it is, that's all I know.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, remember the father got some ball things you see on the kids' shows? Okay, remember the scene today's sing-along, father bouncing balls. Like, that's how he's rapping. I'm coming to the street to eat some chicken.
Yeah, he rapping like he running, from the cops. they come, everybody run, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, they're off the chain, man.
Oh,
I mean, not too many people dying.
Lord.
I mean, it's people dying in Florida. You know, some people jamming. I mean, I just jam it just for Drake. After that, I just turn that bullshit off. You know,
I can't let it go. You say he sound like he run. You say he rap like he running it.
Hey,
he really does.
I got, like, you know, a little funny little flow, like Future. To me, Future rap. Well, I can't even say he rap. I don't know what the hell he do.
Like he be recording from the toilet. Like that's how he might be
trying. Yeah, I always tell people Future sound like he's taking a shit and he crying at the same time.
He in the bathroom, like, turn on
like
the
he
light.
He in the bathroom, struggling.
It's too bad you just need some apple juice, please.
Everybody got funny little flow, like Gucci Man, right? Like, he got boogers in his nose. Go for mama fly, got his boogers spot for my nose. Go for my nose.
Go for Yeah, he needs some medicine.
Oh, man.
You said medicine.
Everybody got funny flow, man.
Or a tranquilizer. Put that for the sleep.
Man.
Gucci.
I can't be no rapper. Like, I couldn't be a rapper. Everybody, to me, like, nowadays just rap about the same shit. Bad Bitches, Molly's Clubs, all that shit. That's all I hear.
Yeah, it's horrible. I hate it, man.
I guess that's just part of the little gear shit growing up. Listening to the same shit get kind of boring, so the motherfuckers switch it up. They rap by anything, you know?
Because it's one thing, like, a lot of people, like, you could talk about partying and stuff, but it's about how you do it different instead of trying to rap. Oh, man. Okay. Ooh, that dude got hot doing that. I would do the exact same thing because that's how he got hot. They don't be trying to do something different to bring something to the table. But the thing is,
I stand by this, and I stand by it all day long. It's because the people that's not on the mainstream, it's a lot of people on mainstream radio that's got
yeah.
the new stuff, but people, you know, they, you know, the powers that be ain't letting it happen.
Yeah. Man, I tell you, no lie. I barely even, like, I don't listen to the radio. You know, I got my iPhone over here on the song. But if I do listen to the radio, I don't even listen to, like, the hip-hop stations. I listen to pop music, like the pop stations and all that shit.
Yeah.
That little pop, I like that pop music. It sounds good. Like, you know, I like all that shit.
Make
you feel good. Make you feel real good. Make you feel so good.
I like to switch back and forth between the stations. I listen to the hip hop stations just like I said, what's going on in the industry. Then I go
yeah.
to and go to, you know, the old school one.
Come on, take me, baby. Like it never did before.
I mean, you know, I gotta get some of that in.
Yeah. Man, mm. I just cause pop stations they talk about, you know, shit, I just tune in, you know. I don't know, man. It's just whack, man. And shit, we can do about it, dude. That's just part of life.
Yeah, it's a phase.
All our favorite rappers, just they getting ready to retire soon, and this is what the new school got.
Yeah.
Durkin and snapbacks and tattoos and whatever the hell they be making.
Okay. Now I got a question as far as, like, when you... Like, what was your very first YouTube video? What made you start doing them in the first place?
Very first YouTube video was, I had this video called, that shit called, I think it's something. I don't know, it had the word hoes in it. And, what made me start doing YouTube videos was, Spoken Reason and Stephen Joe. I seen the Spoken Reason video on Wallstar, I believe, like 2-3 years ago, called Skype Set, and that shit was funny as hell.
Yeah,
yeah,
funny.
I watched it, but I didn't have that idea to, like, start doing videos yet until I ran across Stephen Joe. And, like, when I used to watch his little Disturbing Peace videos and, like, all his other little videos he's doing, I'm like, man, I can do this shit. But I ain't had no job yet. I ain't had no money. I ain't had shit. I'm like, where am I gonna get a camera from? All I had was an Android phone with a garbage ass fucking camera. And I tried to do my little, record my little videos, and I wasn't getting no views, no comments, no nothing. Is, you know, as the average person that start up on YouTube, you gotta scratch from the bottom. And long story short. About, I think maybe a year later, Patnum got me an iPod Touch OG, and that boosted up my camera quality a little tiny bit. And I used to do little silly ass little videos, whatever. Still wasn't too big yet. Then I finally got me a job, and I started saving up my money. Patnum bought me a Nikon camera. The quality got better.
Yep.
Now. I ain't know how to edit for shit. I ain't know how to do nothing. All I knew how to do was just record a video and just throw it on YouTube. But see, I used to do this video so much. I used to drop like 3 videos, like damn near almost every day of the week. And I'm like, man,
what?
I don't see no.
And that's hard to do. Well, it depends on the video, but that's hard to do.
It sure is, because. I just, every time I drop a video, I sit down, think about another topic, then drop it, another topic, just drop it.
No, it's like Instagram videos now.
No,
everybody puts those.
Right.
Instagram videos, all people do is post up pictures of videos of their faces, making funny faces, showing their crusty ass feet, showing them driving, showing them lip singing a fucking song that we get tired of hearing.
Right. Well, my favorite one is when a girl, she's doing an Instagram video, and she walking around half naked and looking at herself in the mirror and whatnot, and then talking about talking about like stuff like I look good and whatnot, and then some dude come and comment, yeah, girl, you look real good. Your booty look nice from the back. Then she wants to talk about how thirsty they are. Like, how is that thirsty?
Man.
Ain't you the thirsty one? Because you know what I put the video out there.
Hey, man, you know what I'm finna say. You know what I'm finna say. Reverse thirst.
That's crazy.
Is when a girl posts a fucking half-naked pictures for attention, and when somebody give her that attention and she claim he thirsty, but yeah, you fucking naked for attention. That's reverse thirst.
Reverse thirst. I'm using that one. Reverse thirst.
Isn't that the name of the video? This is why I love being like a YouTube comedian. I feed off shit I see or shit that I go through in life for real, or just crazy shit I just pop in my head. You know what I'm saying? When I see stuff like that on Facebook, Instagram, I'm like, yo, what the? Like, especially when a female, you know, a female look good as hell, and they be like, oh, my phone's so dry. Nobody don't call me. And I'd be like, bitch, you fine as fuck. How the fuck your phone drive? I'm like, I bet you probably got 20 niggas. You probably got 20 niggas in your inbox right now. You got 10 niggas in your like probably texting to call you right now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man,
she don't
want
to talk to
deal with that. They be tripping, man.
I hate the numbers game. I don't know about everybody else, but I hate that game.
That's it,
man. Yeah, all they do is just create. All that is a recipe for thirstiness. Every time people play the numbers game, like, here we go. You're from at thirsty in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The same stuff. like when the females be doing the confession game and they just start saying stupid shit, like, confession. I love watching my homegirls take a bath and I sit on the toilet and watch.
I
walk around my house butt naked, and I'm like, yo, these are fucking dumbass confections, yo. Like,
and I ain't even wiped yet.
Like, yo, I ain't even wiped yet. Yo, like, I stopped participating in the in the little confession shits and the to be honest crap, it all sound the same. Like a female, like somebody you don't know, you like their status, and they be like, it's always the same thing. To be honest, you seem like a very cool dude, and we should get to know each other more. Then when you inbox their ass, they don't even fucking message you back. What the fuck? Well, confession.
Wow.
I think you are a cool person, and we should chill sometime. And when you hit them up, they don't even hit you back. It's like, y'all, it ain't all females, though. It ain't for everybody. It's just for basically dumb bitches.
The reverse thirst ones.
Yeah, man, I got a jealous video explaining reverse thirst to people around the world. I want the whole world to know about reverse thirst. Because I tell you, that's all I see on Instagram. That's all I see.
But, hey, Quan, didn't you already make a video called Reverse Thirst? What was the name of that one?
Nah, I had mentioned. I forgot what video I did. It was the one we did.
And
it was a video with me and you.
Yeah. What was the name of that one, though?
That Facebook video. See, hold on. I got something you got there.
Yeah.
My iPhone at.
I'm all on YouTube getting ready to look now.
Hey, that YouTube shit, man.
You was mad at something. You was going off. I don't remember what you was going off at.
I always go off in my videos. People be thinking I'm evil as hell. I be like, nah, man, that's just, I don't know. I just get in front of the camera and I just be feeling good. Like, man.
Yeah, sometimes some people don't understand when you're voicing your opinion, you're not always mad, you just voicing your opinion.
Right.
Exactly.
They don't.
Exactly. They always be like, Florida, you gotta calm down, man. You're so angry. I'm like, I ain't fucking angry, man.
Ah, Florida, man, you need to take a chill pill. Or some of them love it. Ah, man, I love it when you yell, man. That's the best part. It's like it's mixed reactions from different fans. It's mixed reactions. You know, and I like that shit. I like fans interacting with me, period. I don't care if it's negative comments, positive comments. As long as you comment and, you know, give me your feedback, I feed off it.
True.
Especially, you know, trolls. The trolls too funny.
The trolls, man, I had a troll. He was hating on the fact that I was saying something real about somebody on YouTube about how whack something was. And he was like, you got a pee on your head. I'm like, damn, the trolls be doing the most.
They sure do. They sure do. They get so angry, Richard. Let me see. That video I did this video that they post on Facebook with the little Mexican cutting off female hair. And on Facebook, they had it under husband cuts off wife hair for cheating. You know, I ain't know. I don't understand what they're saying in the video. You know, so I'm just thinking it's just a motherfucker cutting off a chick hair for cheating. I dropped my little video or whatever, and it got like 600,000 views, and a lot of the comments is just negative motherfucker, like, oh, you dumb black motherfucker, that's not what happened in the video. Like, you know, I just sit back and laugh. I'm like, yo, I didn't know, like, man, I don't understand what the motherfucker said. They're like, oh.
And then they get excited.
Yeah, they get so crunk. They be like, oh, I hope your head gets cut off next. Dumb black nigga. I'm like, God damn, why gotta be all that? I'm just
jumping
the damn
video.
Damn.
Like,
cuss my ass up.
I know, right?
Man, that shit be too funny. Like, I just laugh at that shit. I'd be like, well, sir, on Facebook they had it on the dude cutting off his wife's head, so God damn it, that's what it is to me. Even though
they hate more, they hate when you agree with them. When you agree with a troll just to piss them off, that shit they had a song. They thought they had you. Then you just put the tables on. They be ready to turn the whole world over.
Yo, Florida, do you reply to them?
Huh?
Do you be replying to people on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely. I got to reply to everybody. I try my best to reply to as many people as I can. Like, I ain't, like, big, you know, like, on some spoken reasons type shit yet. You know, I hope to reach that level one day. Like, I know patience is the key to get there, but
you
I want to be one of those YouTubers that you know, that replies to as many people as they can. And like, when you're small, you got the time to reply to everybody, because you're not really managing that many comments. You'll probably manage like maybe 2-3 comments a day or whatever. But, you know, my success is, like, it slowly grows. So I've managed, like, maybe 9-10 comments per video or whatever, like, or 9-10 comments per day. And I reply to everybody. And you get that one fan that'll be like, oh, my God, you replied to me. I like that. You know, this and that. Man, you're a cool dude. And then it just started getting all weird and shit. Hey, can I have your phone number? We can be friends. I'm like, yo, I got people that be like begging to come to my house. Like, the fans that's in my city. Like, that's in my city, in my area. They're like, so what part of Broward County do you stay? I live on this area. Maybe I can come to your house and we can play video games. I'm like, hell no. Yo, I had this one cool dude, but I'm like, nah. He's like, oh, I can come to your house, maybe play you in some Call of Duty, and I can bring some bad bitches over. I'd be like, yeah, you can bring the bad bitches, but you can stand outside. You know? I mean, but let's be honest.
Why would you bring
bad
bitches and play Call of Duty?
Exactly.
I'm doing.
That's how I started catching on. I'm like, yo, this got to be a kid. Like, you gonna bring females to my house to play video games?
No, see, this is dude. You bring Fever to see. Maybe he's trying to play Call of Booty.
Yeah, Call of Booty. Call of Booty, Modern Warfare 3. Modern Warfare 3.
Damn.
In stores this December. But, yeah, you know, I mean, I meet all kind of people. I like meeting new people. It's kind of creative and funny. Sometimes kind of creepy. And it's just all kind of weird shit. Like, I had this video called I Ripped My Nail Off for, like, $500 or some bullshit. And I had this dude comment, and he goes, "Oh, you have some suckable toes."
He goes,
"Oh, you have some suckable toes." And I'm like, "What the fuck?" Block that man instantly. I'm like, "Yo, let me block this motherfucker. Let me block, yo, that shit, you creep me the hell out. Like, yo, let me block this dude right here. You know, don't have to go through none of that again. All right." And it's funny because I seen him on one of my YouTube homies, his channel. Like, he was on one of his videos saying some crazy shit. And I fucked around and replied to him. And I put, "Man, you crazy, man. Like, what the fuck wrong with you?" And he replied back to me. He put, like, a smiley face and put LOL. And that's why I fucked up at. Because then he came to my channel talking about suckable ass, suckable toes and shit. And I'm like, "Okay, go suck some toes on my goddamn block list, goddammit." That is his block, man.
Yo, like, that's just, yeah.
I don't got a problem with gay folks. Like, I don't got a problem with them at all. I just don't like when they do shit like that. Like, you know, "Oh, hey, sexy." Like, none of that shit. You know, like, "Look, man, you stay your way, I stay my way. Okay?
I don't want a girl coming up to me saying, "You got some suckable toes." Like, that just sounds creepy to me. That's your first comment? Is you tell me you got...
Like, you know, man, that shit, I'm like, at least say, "Yo, what's good? Yo, I like this video. Oh, by the way, you got some suckable toes." But the fact that you got some suckable toes, like, what the fuck?
Damn.
Oh, man. If you're a YouTuber, I'm going to tell you right now, you go through so much. You're going to go through that troll stage where you're going to have that week when for some reason, so many trolls just comment on your videos talking shit or saying crazy shit. Like, "Oh, I'm going to keep reporting your page till you get deleted." And I'd be like, "Oh, go right ahead. Hey, try. Be my guest."
That's corny.
Oh, yeah, I've been reported. Like, when I dropped that response about the head cut off, people try to get that video put down so many times, but it failed because, you know, in the title, I put response. In the video, I put a little message saying that this is not the actual video. I put, "This is my reaction." In the description, I said, this is a response. And YouTube probably seen it, like, "Oh, well, look, he asked response, this and that. Oh, fuck it. He ain't doing nothing wrong."
Right.
But it is. People going to try their best to try to get you off YouTube. They try their hardest.
Now, I put the stats up, man, because you said small channel, but... Don't get it twisted. It ain't that small, y'all. You got 3,906 subscribers, and the total amount of views of videos on his channel are at
995,196.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's media. That's media. Once I reach, like, in the 10,000s, then I get, you know, I'll say, yeah. I ain't going to say I'm a famous YouTube comedian. I'm going to just say I'm a pre-noticed YouTuber. Pre-noticed. I'm getting there. I'm on my baby steps right now. I'm on my training wheels right now.
It's funny because you never know. Like, it's like the most random video you never see people just start liking, like.
Yeah,
this one guy, he always made funny videos of me and went in about stuff. But then he put this video making
front of the Usher song where Usher be singing. And that video is what made everybody start liking his channel. So
because
you never know.
Trust me. It's just patience is the key. Because last year was when my channel actually like started just growing. Like last year, I dropped this video called "Shit Black Gamer Say," and around that time, I had like maybe 300 subscribers. And I was talking to that dude Vitaly. I don't know if y'all know Vitaly that did the Miami Zombie prank, and I asked him, because I had him as a friend on Facebook. I asked him, I said, man, how you get your videos on Warstar? And he told me, man, you send it to him, but just make sure it's funny. So I dropped Shit Black Gamer Say, and I sent it to him. Like, I sent it to Warstar, but I messed around and sent the actual, like, the file was, like, maybe 4 gigabytes. And I think the minimum to send the video on the site I sent through is like 300 MB. But I don't know. I guess the video is still sunk. I don't know. It's weird. I guess it must have sunk. I don't know. I did remember going on YouTube and just kept emailing that shit to their ass. And I remember I sent it early in the morning, like around 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. And I remember going to bed, like taking a nap at maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon and waking up for a shitload of Facebook notifications, Twitter, messages, posters. Oh, my God, you're famous. Oh, you're on Warstar, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what the fuck? And I jumped my happy ass up. I'm like, wait, I'm on Warstar, me? And I hop on Warstar, and my video right there. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I jumped from, like, 300 subscribers to like 5, and then it just started slowly growing and growing after weeks and stuff like that. But the only thing that kind of pissed me off, like with Warstar, is like when they put the video up, like in my description, because I sent them a description, I sent them the actual link to the video, and they ain't put none of this shit. All they put was Shit Black Gamer Say at Taquan, and the video got like, I believe, 100,000 or 200,000 views. I can't remember. But on YouTube, the video struck like 10,000, 11,000. But now, I think now it got like, I don't know, 33. I don't fucking know. But I'm like, damn, man, they could have at least put my damn link so them views could have gotten my damn channel, man. My channel would have been bigger.
No. Yo, so you're saying Worldstar, when you hit him up, you didn't end up having to, like, pay nothing? They just
I ain't had to pay, because that's one thing I was worried about, too, because people used to tell me, like, oh, you got to pay to get on Worldstar, and I'm like, yo, I don't know. And
yeah,
I
you do.
You do.
It's like a catch-22. Like, if you're an artist, get your music going. They make you pay. If you're an artist, up in the music, they'll make you pay.
But if you got funny videos and stuff like that, they
won't charge you because they're trying to, because that will use, that's up to draw people to come to Worldstars. Now, the people that's paying, they get to take advantage of the fact that people are coming to Worldstars.
That makes sense.
I think they'll let you post one video for free. And after that, I don't know. I guess they charge it. I don't know. I don't know how this shit go. I know some people I know one person. This dude, he do like these little 2 Chainz parodies. And when I asked him, I'm like, yo, like, the world starts charging. He goes, nah. He's like, they just put it up. And I'm like, maybe because they get such big hits on Worldstar or whatever, and they just post it back to back. But now, because I believe they posted like 3 or 4 of his 2 Chainz parodies for free. But now, like, if he try to send, like, one of his regular videos, they won't post it at all. Like, he even got to a point where I even had him to try to send one of my other videos to Worldstar, and they would not post that shit. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll just, you know, do this shit on my own, you know, by meeting other YouTubers, collabing, you know, getting my name and other people's names spread around YouTube, because you know, the type of person I am, when I feel like talent should be recognized, that shit's going to get noticed. Like, especially if you're a real small comedian, like, if you're real small, like maybe 200 subscribers, 100 subscribers, and you got some good shit, and I'm like, man, I can't just sit there and just let, you know, that just go on like that. I just hit him. I'm like, man, look, we finna collab, goddamn it, you know what I'm saying? We finna drop some shit, and we finna build your channel, because, man, I don't like seeing talent not getting noticed, man. That's just the type of person I am.
That's humble, man.
I got this little thing that in my own head, I call it the underground, the underdog crew. It's like all the underdog comedians that's, like, on my channel. I support them more than I support, like, the famous motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I try
right.
to, you know what I'm saying, get up.
Because they already got the fame already, right? They already got all the buzz already,
yeah.
So we need to help the people that need them. They ain't got the buzz yet. I feel you on it.
Yep. It's just my thing, like, with like, real, like, real, real small YouTubers, like, we all been through that stage where, you know, we hit up somebody and we ask them, oh, how can I get my channel noticed? Or can you subscribe to me and I'll subscribe? You know, that shit don't work. That little self-assault bullshit, that shit don't work. Because I started realizing the self-assault shit is basically, I subscribe to you, you subscribe to me, but there ain't no benefit out of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You'll subscribe to me and then 2 minutes later you're going to unsubscribe and I'll probably still be subscribed, not knowing you unsubscribed me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not watching the videos. You know what I'm saying? Like, every day I get, you know, gamer channels and all kind of other channels hitting me up like, hey, can you subscribe to me and give me a shout-out and put me in your sub box and do this and that and blah, 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 blah. Give me a shout-out on Facebook. I'm like, goddamn, motherfucker, you asking for a lot of shit.
Right.
But I just be like, man.
To me, I think the subbing is pointless because you ain't, if they're not watching the videos, what's the point of subscribing to you in the first place?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Like, yo, why tell me, oh, I'm a big fan of your videos. But you asking me to subscribe, but I don't even know if you even fucking subscribe to me. So it's so much less like you get messages from people that say, oh, can you check out my channel and subscribe to me and, you know, do this and that or whatever. And you go on their channel and they got a video that's old as fuck, like maybe a video from 2 years ago. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you telling me to subscribe to you, and you don't even post videos on a regular. You got this video that's 2 years old. Like, man, get out of here.
Yeah, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work like Twitter and nothing. Like, you know, it shows who you follow and who follows you, so it doesn't really matter, right? You know, like how many people you subscribe to.
Yeah.
I'd be subscribing to everyone.
For real, I just subscribe to his pages now. I think I subscribe to everybody's page. Unless if SJ, do you have a page on YouTube? You know, if you got a page, I got to go definitely see that page because SJ. Hey,
nah, I make one.
Much love.
Yeah, man, you gotta make one. The pictures be doing it for me. I'm like, let me find out she got a YouTube channel. It's be all the YouTube channel. Subscribe to your page.
I tell you, man, you learn a lot when you're on YouTube. Like you learn and you meet all kind of people. Like we got motherfuckers on there that just message the same people over and over, the same exact message. Like you need to know who I'm talking about too. Her homeboy, her best friend in the world. This is dude, man. This man.
He's not my friend. Don't even play with me.
Yeah.
I didn't think about him.
Yo, this dude messaged up the same exact message. I really like your channel. Da 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 this and that. Can you check out my channel? Subscribe to me. And one day I fell for the bait. I ain't subscribed to the motherfucker. I just set out a channel. I messaged back. I said, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? Since you're out the channel, just go ahead and subscribe or whatever. And around that time, that was when I dropped that response about the head cut off. So he seen my video was just, like, blowing up. So he just hit me up like, man, I see you getting some good views on that video or whatever, this and that. I'm like, yeah. He's like, yo, I really like your channel. I'm like, okay, well, if you like it, go ahead and subscribe, you know, check out more videos. So he goes, well, yeah, can you subscribe to me? You know, we can maybe work on some videos in the future. And I'm like, all right, well, let me check you out. And I'm checking out his channel. And he dropped videos on a regular. It's just, I don't like to say people videos is garbage or stupid or dumb. But, man,
his video was garbage.
That nigga's channel was fucking garbage. Like, fucking channel stupid as fuck. Yo, like, he got this video, and I don't know. I scratched my head on it. Like, his main video on his channel is, like, a video, like, him crying and saying something about his mom died. And my thing is this, like, okay, when you get a certain amount of subscribers or whatever, you get paid on YouTube. And it's your choice if, like, whatever video you want to pick, that'll make you money off YouTube or whatever. So my thing is just like, okay, he got a video saying that his mom died and he crying and stuff. And I believe, I'm not too sure, but I believe the video got like over 300,000 views. Okay. He put it where, like, anytime somebody watched that video, he get paid off it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, goddamn, bro, you got famous off your mom's death. Like, you getting paid off your mom's death video. Like, what kind of shit is that?
Nah.
When I seen that shit, I'm like, yo, that shit ain't cool at all. Like, hell
yeah.
No.
I mean, on YouTube, you can choose whether you have ads to get paid or not, right?
Definitely.
Right. You can pick what video, like, you can pick each video that you got. You can actually go to each video and put as many of the videos you have once they let you become partner on there. Because they got me as a partner in there, too. So then once you do that, you can set up to your AdSense, and then they let you, start to let them move live, baby.
Yeah,
so that's some
whole
shit,
then.
He's
wildin'. Yeah, he's wildin'. And, yo, me, and I'm like, I never done a hair, because I remember, like, calling Nina. Well, I think either she called me or I called her. And I'm telling her, I'm like, yo, this motherfucker is getting paid off his mom's death video. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, yo, is his really mom even fucking dead for real? Like, in the video, like, he doing all the crying and shit. But it looks fake to me. I'm like, yo, I don't see no tears. All I'm hearing is you going, oh, my mama's all right, my mama.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, how can I take this serious when you got accents on this video, dog?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, that shit ain't cool. So I blocked that motherfucker off YouTube. I'm like, man, fuck out of here, man. I wouldn't disrespect my mama like that. Hell no.
Definitely.
Not a good look.
As we get coming to a closing a bit, here's one question, because, you know, you being a comedian, you know, you doing the YouTube videos, you know, are you going to make the next step and start doing a stand up too, or a skit, like doing like skits, live skits?
My brother's asked me about this all the time. Stand up. I mean, I don't know. As a kid, you know, people used to tell me I'm funny, but I just got that feel like, okay, I'm on stage, I got a crowd in front of me, and I start talking and motherfuckers gonna start laughing. I'm like, God, you know what I'm saying? That's that kind of feeling. I'm like, God damn, like, what's next? But I ain't a shy type of person. Like, you know, I ain't shy to be in front of a crowd. I used to, like, do little acting and shit, too. I got skits. I got all that shit on my channel.
Yeah.
But, you know, stand up, I mean, I don't know. My brother, they always tell me, like, man, just practice. Like, just get a small crowd and just get on stage and just talk.
That's the best.
That's basically what I do in my videos. I don't do scripts. I don't write none of that bullshit. I just drop my videos. Like, almost good.
That's the way to practice. Like, the radio, like, I finally got a chance to do a stand-up show, like, in March. I think that I always thought about doing it. Like, oh, yeah. But, you know, because what I do on here in the show every day, it keeps me practicing, basically being witty off the dome and move to the next joke or whatnot. And shoot, like, you're doing your YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Shoot, you're basically doing stand-up every day. You just ain't doing it on the stage. So that's what I'm going to be realizing. If you know how to keep it funny on there, and you know how to keep it relevant and keep it fresh, then, shoot, man, you really are. If you know how to do that in front of people, then, shoot, you got it.
Right, I got it.
Oh,
you know,
that's
a good ass point.
That's
a good point.
You know, we try to make some cons on here. We thank you for coming through the show, man. It was definitely a good look. I definitely subscribe to you. Ain't gonna be one of them ghost subscribers that don't go watch your videos and be on it. Because I be on YouTube every morning. I be looking, let me see who put something up. You know, I do that.
I be on YouTube more than I watch TV. That's all I do is YouTube.
Yo, Floyd, we got to tell. You got to tell everybody how to find you on Twitter and everything.
You want to find me on Twitter? It's at Popcorn, TYQUONNE. Y'all can like me on Facebook at Florida 954Quan. And that's 954, the numbers, and QUONNE. Or if you don't want to like my fan page, y'all can add me on Facebook. Just don't stop me. Just type in Popcorn, TYQUONNE. Oh, shit. Don't stop me. Y'all can follow me on Instagram, same thing, Florida 954Quan. I post random type of shit.
That's for sure.
I'm trying to think what else I got. You can find me on YouTube at Florida 954Quan. You can find my second channel at Taquan Blog, even though I barely posted on that channel yet. You can find me at my mama house, anywhere on YouTube. Playing Call of Duty, eating cereal.
You can find me on Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish, I got that. I got Moco. I got Badu, I got Taz.
Black Planet.
No, matter of fact, I just recently made a Black Planet.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. I still be going to my Black Planet. I ain't gonna be friends.
I don't even got no pictures on my Black Planet. I just made it. I remember my teachers having that shit. I remember hearing them talking about it one day. How the hell is a Black Planet? I still got my MySpace, though. I don't be on it that hard, though.
Especially get the new mod. I'm like, dang, MySpace, boy. I'm telling you, them boys can make a comeback.
They got commercials and shit. MySpace ain't even MySpace no more. I don't know what the hell it is. It's
Google Plus meets Facebook. That's really all it is.
Yeah.
That shit is too futuristic.
I appreciate you, man. I just like all your stuff that quick. I like your Facebook.
Yeah, man.
YouTube,
no
add you on Twitter, you know, on Instagram. So, yeah, I move quick, man. Like,
yeah,
I'm about to do all that, too.
Well, boys and girls, it was a good show today.
boys and girls.
So, Camacho, man, what you got going on this weekend, man? You got to let everybody know.
Yeah, man. You talking about Instagram, where to find me? Yo, actually, I mean, all you really got to do is check me out on Facebook. Twitter at Official Camacho, and I'll be talking about On the Fly and, like, just, you know, the music and all that on the daily. And if you hit me on there, I'll holler back, and we'll just get to know each other, whatever. Nothing crazy, like none of these stories Florida's been telling us. You know, please. I don't want to say what up. But no, we appreciate having you on the show, my man.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
I'm gonna check out all these videos and be laughing my ass to sleep.
Oh yeah, you got a lot to watch. You got a lot to run through, my boy.
Hell yeah.
Alrighty.
We rebels over now. I'm for rolling out. SJ, you got some. I'm gonna put my Texas. Everybody in Texas ride horses, and we just wear cowboy hats all day. I'm talking like I might use my Texas voice. So, SJ, let them know how they can find you, SJ.
All right. Well, on Twitter, it's gonna be 2Girls1Strap. The number 2, girls spelled GURL.
Oh.
Yeah, you heard that right. The number 1.
Yo, follow her.
That's you, 2Girls1Strap?
2Girls1Strap.
I better see 2Girls1Strap, that man.
There you go.
Yeah. I gotta find everybody.
Girl, all right.
Okay. Just type in Mina Lessons. I'll pop up. I'm everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Is that you outside my door right now? Oh, man, she right there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, she got in the trench. She butt naked in the trench coat outside right now.
She got a
crown nose on.
That's your outro, Mina. You just tighten in. You're tiny.
All right, y'all. We rolling out, money.
You got to be more happy, more crunk. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all find me out, stuck at McDonald's eating on some chicken nuggets. You feel me, bro? Gotta be live for folks.
All right, everybody. Well, we're about to roll on out, man. Y'all know how we do it every Thursday now. If y'all, right. Just when you think that the Star Radio Network is done, in about 10-45 minutes, we're going to be back, and we're going to be doing on the funniest late night show in the world, The Drip, with my girl Goldie. So, yeah. And,
on the fly,
back into the first show, man. We were clowning. All right, we out of here, everybody. See you later. Alligator.
Goodbye, world.
Later.
All right.